שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר החירות של בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading from the article The Freedom of Bala Sulam. We're in the subtitle Taking After the Collective. You can read the article and send questions on our site. Printing questions will be aired during the lesson. The article is Bala Sulam's The Freedom, and we are in Taking After the Collective. It's written, our scriptures say, take after the collective. This means that wherever there is a dispute between the collective and the individual, we are obliged to rule according to the will of the collective. Thus you see that the collective has a right to expropriate the freedom of the individual. But it's a wonder. Where's the pluralism? Why can't the individual talk? Why does he have to subdue himself before the collective? What is this, some kind of communism? What's going on here? There has to be some freedom of expression for each and every one. When we say that you're taking after the collective, it's like we're shutting everyone's mouths. Is there some kind of collective and do what they do, and that's it. That's a law. And it's not necessarily exactly in every place that it's good. Yes? But we are faced with a different question here, even more serious than the first. It seems as though this law regresses humanity instead of promoting it. Because while most of humanity is undeveloped, and the developed ones are always a small minority, if you always determine according to the will of the majority, which are the undeveloped and the reckless, the views and desires of the wise and developed in society, which are always the minority, will never be heard and be taken into consideration. Thus, you seal off humanity's fate to regression, for it will not be able to make even a single step forward.
It's a good question. It's a correct question. We see everywhere in the world scientists, intellectuals, sensitive people, great experts, people who invest in moving forward, progress. They are the minority. And humanity wants this minority and follows this minority. So why does it talk about following the many, the majority here? What, are we going to go back to the jungle here? What is it about? It looks like we're going backwards, not forward, into the future. Yes?
However, as is explained in the article The Peace, section Necessity to Practice Caution with the Laws of Nature, since we are ordered by Providence to lead a social life, we have become obligated to observe all the laws pertaining to the sustenance of society. And if we are somewhat negligent, nature will take its revenge on us, regardless of whether or not we understand the reasons for the laws.
Meaning, we have to take care of the society that in corporeal life, it's clear from here, society comes first, meaning the health of the whole, the well-being of the collective, that I have to take care of first. But moving forward, progress, that's according to the individuals.
And we can see that there is no other arrangement by which to live in a society except following the law of taking after the majority or the collective, which sets every dispute and tribulation in society in order. Thus, this law is the only instrument that gives society sustainability. For this reason, it is considered one of the natural mitzvot of providence. And we must accept it and guard it meticulously, regardless of our understanding. This is similar to the rest of the mitzvot in the Torah. All of them are nature's laws and his providence, which come to us from above downward. I have already described that the whole of reality seen in the nature of this world is only because they are extended and taken from laws and conducts of the upper, spiritual worlds. Now you can understand that the mitzvot in the Torah are but laws and conducts set in higher worlds, which are the roots of all of nature's conducts in this world of ours. Hence, the laws of the Torah always match the laws of nature in this world, like two drops of water. Thus, we have proven that the law taking after the majority or the collective is the law of providence and nature.
Meaning that from above downwards, how it comes, the order of connections between all the people and still vegetative and animate, and all the laws through which they operate by nature, by the light of En Sof, all the way down to our world, through the still vegetative and animate in which we live. All of that follows the law of taking after the many, the collective, meaning that we come from a single source, and even though later we scatter and shatter to many, many different pieces, we still have to understand that this whole split and division between us is ultimately for our own good. So we have to understand that everything that's happening is only to bring everyone, no exceptions, to a state of the final correction. And therefore, from a single place, we emerge, we descend all the way down to this world, and then on the way back, we have to connect to a single source. So this law of taking after the collective tells us that everyone is as important as everyone. And that's how we should relate to life. And the Torah truly demands us, the laws of nature, which are the laws of the Torah, they demand us to relate this way to human life in particular, and to the life of the whole of society, the whole of humanity in general. Questions? I see it's clear. Let's continue.
A path of Torah and a path of suffering. Yet our question about the regression which had emerged from this law is still not settled by these words. Indeed, this is our concern, to find ways to mend this. But providence for itself does not lose because of this, for it has enveloped humankind in two ways, the path of Torah and the path of suffering, in a way that guarantees humanity's continuous development and progress towards the goal without any reservation. Indeed, obeying this law is a natural, necessary commitment.
Meaning, even though the thought of creation is to benefit the created beings, because it's to benefit the created beings and there's no choice, we have to attain the benefit to the created beings, then it divides into two forces, plus and minus, giving and receiving. And the relationships between these two forces are very, very unique, very, very contrasted, both in favor and against. And we exist in between these two forces. We see them in all shapes and forms. And it's all in order to ultimately come together. All these forces, these negative opposite forces come together and we unite with Him. And in each and every stage that we learn and advance, we have to see how all these laws are working for the benefit of the public. And even though we can't really say in each and every moment that it's so, according to our eyes, but later on when we attain it, we see that each and every stage is done out of utterly love.
Мак ВГ3. Мир не находится в постижении. Как можно двигаться за большинством, когда большинство не знает
закона? Lean towards the collective. Most of them don't study Kabbalah.
No, that's not what it's about. It's about you have to care about the final correction that everyone will come to the connection with the Creator, to the fulfillment of the Creator in them, but not that you follow their mind. No. You follow what's good for them, their benefit, what will be good for them and not for yourself, not for the individual. So you have to take the benefit of the collective and do everything that's needed for the benefit of the collective in each and every moment.
United VG2.
United VG2.
If you could explain, Rav, Баал ха-Сулам proved this law in simple logic, and now we can explain this using the general world through suffering. So why is everything so difficult and people don't hear us?
If we lived in a different time, we would be in spiritual attainment a long time ago. And we'd all be on spiritual degrees already. The issue is that we are connected to the whole of humanity. And in our inclination to the Creator, we need to not just attain the Creator, but to make a connection between the Creator and the created beings through us. And so our work, called the work of the last generation, is a lot more complicated than that of the previous Kabbalists. And so if we invest ourselves in dissemination, if we raise our desire to benefit, to bestow upon all of the humanity, and we have these examples with the coronavirus and with how the world is interconnected in a negative fashion, if we try to establish ourselves correctly, between the Creator and the rest of the created beings, then we will surely succeed in our goal and discover everything we need. But in the meantime, if we don't think about our connection between us sufficiently in order to connect to the Creator, and the connection between us with the Creator sufficiently in order to connect to the whole of humanity, then we are in a state where we are thinking, you know, what are we lacking? What are we missing? We want this, we are capable, we organize ourselves in the right society, we in the right form. It doesn't work out because we still lack connection between us to the Creator and between us to humanity. And that's the reason. So there's a very big difference between the state we're in, called the last generation, and the state in which Kabbalists in previous generations were or had. If we were in their place, we'd already be in attainment. Understood? Okay, Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Ha detto prima che per raggiungere l'equilibrio giusto dobbiamo bilanciare le forze.
You said previously that to get to the perfect balance between the receiving and the giving force. What does that mean?
זה שאנחנו נרצה לעשות כל פעולות השפעה כדי.
It's that we will want to make all the actions of bestowal in order to connect ourselves, to connect to the Creator, and all the actions between us and the Creator, so as to bestow to the whole of humanity. And all of that is to bring contentment to Him, to the Creator. That's it. Now, focus group.
What Baal HaSulam writes in all the different places where we have a dispute between the individual and the collective, that we can always define this according to the leaning towards the collective. Can you explain how we come to a decision in such a state?
I don't
know, I'm not... The dispute between the individual and the major and the collective... You have that in the group. What? Where do you see the collective? What, in all those eruptions on the street that they go to?
So what majority is he talking about? The friends or humanity?
No. First of all, let's say in the group. Why do you not think that the group is like the whole of humanity? In the group, when we still can't reach such a connection that the Creator appears in us, that's first. We have to set up that unit, that minimal place for the Creator to be revealed, called 10, not 9 or 11, 10. We don't have that. And if you don't have that, then you have to see what's going on. There is a collision here between the individual and the collective, because with respect to the individual, all the rest of the 10 is considered the collective, the many. They're not yet connected. The many who are not connected between them, they're called the collective or the many. So there's a contradiction until they all connect and become as one, and accordingly they'll feel the Creator as one, dressing into them to a minimal extent, at a certain measure, and then more and more, as they can discover, as they can discover everything. Galil West.
Rav, what actions do you need to do to change the suffering in the to the Torah and the good?
Recognition of evil. Recognition of evil. That's it. From where the bad comes from, what for? Of course the bad comes only so I will turn it into good. Meaning this indication, this feeling, my perception of feeling something as bad, it comes in order to shake me up, to wake me up. So I will do something until as a result I feel a good feeling. So the bad feeling and the good feeling are only with respect to me. So I will react correctly to what is happening.
Spain 2.
Spain 2.
Pregunta de Javier. Veo que no hay manera de hacer difusión.
Question from Javier. I see that we can't disseminate without giving humanity the method. Or maybe there is a form that humanity can attain this only from observing the laws of nature, and in that way they will keep the laws of nature just by observing them?
So what's the question?
Is it only through us giving the method to them, or could they keep the laws of nature just by observing nature?
We have to do both, to put together and establish the laws of nature between us correctly, as well as publicize it to the whole world so that they too will try to approach those correct laws of nature. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот то, что вы говорили, что мы должны быть связаны между нами.
Yes, dear Rav, what you said, that we need to be connected between us and the Creator and the world in such a channel that I connect to the friends and the Creator. How here can I also include the world in this, that it's all ten sefirot? It's not so clear how to connect it all together.
This is a very strange question. If I am one, then I think about the ten as one, then I think about the 1,000 people as one, 1,000,000 people as one, 1,000,000,000 as one, and about everyone as one. This is how I need to see in constantly new resolution, new scale. That the Creator brings us all the time. In the beginning, we were a few people. Why? Because we didn't need to discover the Creator in a precision, in a high resolution. Now we are already 8 billion or so people. What does that mean? In the connection between us, let's take, for example, that if 8 billion cells were connected, and in them we would discover the Creator, then we would discover all the details that our generation deserves to discover in the upper force. Because each one carries within him, holds within him a unique form of the Creator. So just imagine what all in all profound and deep and great form of the Creator we deserve to discover.
Could we say that I look at that united world that I see right now as separate in the eyes of the...
I see this world, you don't see this world through the ten because you're not included in the ten as one man with one heart. And that's why you can't see it. You're just saying it. But in the future, you will. But also, look at, what does it mean, the last generation? 100 years ago, there were 2 billion people in our world. 100 years ago. Within 100 years, we grew into 8 billion. Just understand what is the meaning of the last generation, that we are so ready with such a vast amount of individual souls, pixels, to discover the Creator. For this purpose, look at how we've expanded all of a sudden from 2 billion to 8 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope we will realize it.
Last question. We have a Congress on the 15th of August. this function of being the conduit, a channel, that thing that connects, will we implement it there, or there we're only concentrating on the first stage?
At the Congress, we want to be connected among us, first of all, but not in practice, only in potential, to intend that we have to come with a connection between us, also to the whole world. But first of all, it is only among us. In practice, we want to come to this feeling that we are all connected and are ready for the revelation of the Creator in us, so that this would be a springboard for us to go to all of humanity and bring it into contact with the Creator too.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Вот это упражнение, которое мы делали, молитва десятки, то есть каждый там.
This exercise we did with the prayer of the ten, that we each add a sentence and build a prayer together. How can we add to it? How can we discover the message of the lesson today?
You have to talk to the friends and from there get these exercises and excerpts.
MacVG4.
Question from a friend. How can we determine if society is even ready to hear about nature? Will we see it? Will we hear it? Will we reveal it somehow?
You have to advertise, to publicize what the teacher tells you about Barasulam. You have to publicize this information throughout the world among everyone. And those who approach, fine, you bring them into your circle. This is all that should be done. MacVG2.
Скажите, пожалуйста, объединяясь в десятку, строя между собой кли, мы получаем награду свойства отдачи.
When we unite into a ten and build a кли, we rewarded with the quality of bestowal. Why are there people in this? Can we say the external world is? Sorry, I missed his end.
We convey to everyone, to all of humanity, a connection with the upper force. We don't need anything else. This connection provides them with everything they need. There is no greater gift you can give them.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Откуда человек знает, как правильно заботиться о большинстве?
How does a person know how to be concerned in the correct way on the collective?
He doesn't know. He only brings them to connection with the Creator. This is all of our work. In other methods, they have to know what to do, how to build, what is and what isn't good for a person. We don't do that. That's the whole difference between our method and other methods. We bring people into contact with the upper force, their higher source, so that there will be a connection between them. And then the Creator takes care of them. Through us, we have to be in the middle. But nothing more than that. I don't need to know, and I can't know what is really good for them or bad for them in every situation and incident, in the thousands and billions of situations that each and every one of them has in this mass of people. Who am I? I'm the tiny one. I just have to give them a connection, a thread that connects them to the Creator, a fine, thin pipeline, conduit, and through that conduit, the upper light, the abundance from the Creator comes to them. And I only establish that connection, and that's it. This is our work.
Откуда, когда мы находимся как эта трубочка, должны мы включаться в кислород человечества?
When we are like that conduit, do we have to integrate in the deficiency of humanity? What does it mean? Do we have to feel some their suffering or?
We too have to be included in people's deficiencies. But all in all, we have to not enter these deficiencies, but simply know to be included in these deficiencies in order to bring them to the Creator, not to study them specifically. We're not going to hand out food or drink to everyone or money to everyone the way those bleeding hearts do, without it achieving anything. We see that the world is getting worse, not better, because of all these organizations. These organizations exist only so that governments and other individuals will be able to pride themselves in seemingly doing good. Nothing good happens as a result. There can be only one thing that's good, to connect all of humanity to the upper force. And his abundance can organize and fill and satisfy all of humanity. That's the only way it works. Okay?
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rav. La dificultad de difundir hoy a la humanidad.
Hello, dear Rav. The difficulty to disseminate to humanity, is that like the challenge Moses had to take Israel out of Egypt?
Well, if you understand what it means to come out of Egypt, then I'll say yes.
Oren, Allah.
Oren, let's go, continue.
The collective's right to expropriate the freedom of the individual. We must ask further. Things are justified when matters revolve around issues between people. Then we can accept the law of taking after the collective through the obligation of providence, which instructs us to always look after the well-being and happiness of the members. But the Torah obliges us to follow the law of taking after the collective in disputes between man and the Creator as well, although these matters seem completely unrelated to the existence of society. Therefore, the question still stands, how can we justify that law which obligates us to accept the views of the majority, which is, as we have said, undeveloped, and reject and annul the views of the developed, who are always a small minority?
Ulam.
As we have shown in the second tractate, the essence of religion and its purpose, that the Torah and mitzvot were given only to purify Israel, to develop in us the sense of recognition of evil imprinted in us at birth, which is generally defined as self-love, and to come to the pure good defined as love of others, which is the one and only passage to the love of the Creator. Accordingly, the mitzvot between man and the Creator are considered tools that detach man from self-love, which is harmful for society. It is thus obvious that the topics of dispute regarding mitzvot between man and the Creator relate to the problem of society's sustainability. Thus, they too fall into the framework of taking after the collective. Now we can understand the conduct of discriminating between halakha, the Jewish law, and agadah, the legends. This is because only in the halachot does the law, individual and collective, halakha, as the collective apply. It is not so in the Agadah, since the matters of the Agadah stand above the matters that concern the existence of society, for they speak precisely of the matter of people's conducts in matters concerning man and the Creator. In that part where the existence and physical happiness of society has no consequence. Thus, there is no justification for the collective to annul the view of the individual, and every man will do that which was right in his own eyes. But regarding halachot that deal with observing the mitzvot of the Torah, they all fall under the supervision of society, since they cannot be any order except through the law. Take after the collective.
There are things here we don't really understand. We can't really agree with or argue with. There is great depth here, but basically, what is he trying to say? However you turn things, you have to see, tend to the entire collective. This is especially so in our generation, because our generation is in the end of correction. So we have to understand that we have no choice, but taking after the collective means we needn't look at the kelim, the vessels of Gilgal Ta'anayim, from the soul of Adam HaRishon, which is called Israel, but at the Achab, at everyone, at the whole world. We have to see to the correction of the entire world, to the fulfilling of the entire world, to the ascent of all the souls, to the degree of their source, their origin, the upper force. This is our work. So this whole essay, the freedom, what is it saying? How do we come into pulling toward freedom all the souls? This is what we need to do. And therefore, they asked me about the Congress. We are preparing ourselves in this Congress to being tightly connected, but with the intention that as a result, we will tend to all of humanity so as to bring them, to raise them to the Creator. Questions. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Le chiedo, cosa si intende per dista?
I'm asking.
E Dio?
What do you mean that there's a distance between man and the Creator?
I don't mean anything. We are opposite from him. He is on one side of creation, desire to bestow. I'm on the other side of creation, will to receive. And by nature, which is so opposite from one another, I can't stand his nature. I hate it. Therefore, to the extent that I hate him, he is hidden.
Tov. Hala, Oren.
Go on, Oren.
Social life, the law, take after the collective. Now we have come to a clear understanding of the sentence concerning the freedom of the individual. Indeed, there is a question. Where did the collective take the right to expropriate the freedom of the individual and deny him of the most precious thing in life, freedom. Seemingly, there is no more than brute force here. But as we have clearly explained above, it is a natural law and the decree of providence. And because providence compels each of us to lead a social life, it naturally follows that each person is obligated to secure the existence and well-being of society. And this cannot happen but through imposing the conduct of taking after the collective, ignoring the opinion of the individual. Thus, you evidently see that this is the origin of every right justification that the collective has to expropriate the freedom of the individual against his will, and to place him under its authority. Therefore, it is understood that with regard to all those matters that do not concern the existence of the material life in society, there is no justification for the collective to rob and abuse the freedom of the individual in any way. If they do so, they are deemed robbers and thieves who prefer brute force to any right or justice in the world. Thus here, the obligation of the individual to obey the will of the collective does not apply.
Then, in this way, if they can't bend the individual in these things that don't pertain to social life, then they could cause the development of society, because the individuals pull society forward to higher and higher degrees. And therefore, here we need to understand that in material things, the collective, their desire is correct. We have to do what they require in their lives, all in all. In spiritual life, that's it. There is no such thing. Rather, we have to follow the individual. Oren, go ahead.
In the spiritual life, take after the individual. It turns out that as far as spiritual life is concerned, there is no natural obligation on the individual to abide by society in any way. On the contrary, here applies a natural law over the collective to subjugate itself to the individual. And it is clarified in the article, the piece, that there are two ways by which providence has enveloped and surrounded us to bring us to the end, a path of suffering which develops us in this matter unconsciously, and a path of Torah and wisdom which consciously develops us in this manner without any agony or coercion. Since the more developed in the generation is certainly the individual, it follows that when the public want to relieve themselves of terrible agony and assumes conscious and voluntary development, which is the path of Torah, they have no choice but to subjugate themselves and their physical freedom to the discipline of the individual, to obey and the orders and remedies that he will offer them. Thus you see that in spiritual matters the authority of the collective is overturned and the law of taking after the individual is applied, that is, the developed individual. For it is plain to see that the developed and educated in every society are always a very small minority. It follows that the success and spiritual well-being of society is bottled and sealed in the hands of the minority. Therefore, the collective is obligated to meticulously guard all the views of the few, so they will not perish from the world. This is because they must know for certain, in complete confidence, that the truer and more developed views are never in the hands of the collective and authority, but in the hands of the weakest, that is, in the hands of the indistinguishable minority. This is because every wisdom and everything precious comes into the world in small quantities. Therefore, we are cautioned to preserve the views of all the individuals due to the collective's inability to sort them out.
Shilot. United VG2.
Questions. United VG2.
United VG2, please.
Скажите, Рав, пожалуйста, как соединить человечество?
Рав, if you could tell us, please, how to connect humanity with the Creator? If I understand that this world is opposite to me and I don't need it,
we needn't do any actions in terms of connecting humanity to the Creator, except by disseminating to them the method of correction, the information about the world that we are in, what is ahead of us, meaning education. We only need to educate ourselves and the rest of humanity. That's it. And bit by bit, they will get the necessity. They'll feel it because they'll have problems. They'll have troubles. They have diseases, the coronavirus, etc. They have to know by what they can improve the situation. By learning, they will understand that there is a much higher thing here. That there is a purpose here to bring them to a higher level of existence, eternal, complete. And it's not about improving their situation a little bit by getting rid of a disease or a pandemic or whatnot, but rather the goal here is to lead them to complete an eternal existence, to such attainments that they don't even know they want right now. So education brings them to the lack, to the desire for higher states on the one hand, and to the attainment of the lack for it, and then the attainment of the filling on the other hand. And in this way we pull them, all those created beings, on the level of still, to the level of vegetative, at the level of vegetative, they want to grow by themselves a little bit and ascend, and then to the level of animate, where they have also their own movement, and they do things in order to grow and get to the Creator, and then to the speaking level, where they want nothing but dvikut, adhesion with Him. So bit by bit, we have to provide them with those degrees. And we will do it ourselves and learn ourselves and teach them.
Galil West.
Galil West.
Rav, what is the reason there's such a gap between the collective to that individual and spiritual attainment?
The majority are on the beastly level in this life. What is a beast? Someone who doesn't want anything except a comfortable and convenient living, like an animal, to be warm, to have water, food, a safe shelter. That's it. Health, and look at what the government is concerned with regard to the nation. So that they will have food, drink, housing, security. That's it. This is what people are concerned with regarding themselves, what they want for themselves. If you are a good ruler, a president or whatnot, it means you see that people have these necessities for their existence. Humanity doesn't need more than that. Here we're talking about something completely different, that humanity gradually, through our education, gets a need, a deficiency for a different existence, for a spiritual existence. It begins to ask itself, if I am living on these animate degrees, then why live? Only to sustain my body as long as it lives? I have to rise to a spiritual level. You understand?
What has to happen for that inversion to happen, that I want spirituality more?
Recognition of the reform of evil through the reforming light. So you'll have these questions. What do you take the reforming light by bringing humanity among us, by disseminating to them, by explaining and speaking, and in your words, there comes to them some light, a little bit of light. And that light begins to open up to them new deficiencies. And then out of these deficiencies, they begin to feel these stimuli. And they want to get the filling for these deficiencies, for these questions. And that's how it progresses. This is our work. We have to take that still part of all of humanity. It includes India, China, Oceania, North and South America, every single one, billions of people. And you can't say that those deserve it and those don't deserve it. No way, they're all people. And there's no difference between them. Everyone is in this world. They are all in the material world. And you have to bring them to a situation where they yearn for spiritual fulfillment. You have to open it up to them. It is called open up for them. For those who don't know how to ask. You remember the Passover narrative? The four questions we ask? So there are four sons. One of them doesn't know how to ask. He doesn't even know what. What do you want from me? I don't know. I'm not asking. I have no deficiencies. You have to open up the deficiencies in them. Open up for him. And in this way, we approach them with the filling. And the Creator begins to tend to them and to fill them. And in this way, we establish, we position our situation, our role in this world as the connection between humanity and the Creator. We have to look ahead, because then we merit our existence in this world. Okay? PT 25. 5:25.
Rav, what is... Is there some realization of these forces, of these laws in the 10, in working in our 10?
It's not that obvious as it is with humanity. Because you have to understand that how many tens are there in humanity? And in the end, at the end of correction, all of humanity will be divided into tens, as well as comprised of all of them as one ten. So what can you say with regard to humanity? The law of the ten, how can you observe it in humanity? You can't.
But that law, is there a way to use these laws, let's say, in taking decisions in the 10? Who's the individual? Who are the majority in the 10?
Rabash writes it in his articles. He writes it. What does it mean to follow the majority when you make yourself zero compared to the one? What does it mean that you want to connect to everyone and show them connection on your part, that you put the one before the zeros, etc.? He explains it, but in different words, in his articles. Who haven't we had yet? United VG1? All right, let's see. United VG1.
Question from a friend. We don't need to go down to the public just to raise them up. So what's special about not going down to them? And what does it express that we're not going down to them?
We're not going to human society, to the people, in order to take tend to their illnesses, hunger, all kinds of arrangements they need to do. There are plenty of organizations who do that. Leave it to them. We approach the people in order to elevate them a little higher than our lives. This is what we need to do. Not to come down to them, but raise them to us. That's the big difference between our method and all the other methods of governments and various organizations, NGOs, associations, etc. Clear? Okay. Now, Itafor quickly.
Itafor. What is the meaning that the collective, the majority, has to follow the individual in spirituality?
They have to follow the individual, the more developed individual. The individual is certainly more developed than the collective, and the individual sees what is good in the spiritual sense for the collective. The collective cannot rise above their corporeal life. In their corporeal life, they determine what to do. In their spiritual life, the spiritual life of the collective, the individual who is above the collective, he decides what they should do.
Mac VG4.
To go back to what you were saying before, we see that all these luxuries in this world, it's just because a person doesn't know what to yearn for.
Correct. Oren.
Rob, do you want us to keep going in the freedom, or should we go to the next part?
Next part.
Time is near and we will see all people here in unity, as one nation, as one whole, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be our guide. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever. So a light will come to shine. No pain, no sorrow recognize. And every heart will sing one song. And every melody as one. And so a light will come to shine. No pain, no sorrow recognize. And every heart we'll sing one song, and every melody as one. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all.